جلسه سخنران امشب جلسه تهران ای که جلسه رسمی ثبت شده دفتر خدمات جهانی وزیر نظر ناحیه 15 الکلی های گمنام در تهران است، خانم روزی با 39 سال هوشیاری از کشور آمریکا می باشد. موضوع رشد معنوی. بفرمایید خانم.
Dear Rose, please start.
Can you hear me?
Very well. Welcome to our meeting.
Thank you. I understand it is evening where you are, my fellow friends from Alcoholics Anonymous. My name is Rose Marie and I am an alcoholic.
من فکر میکنم که الان اونجا باید عصر شما باشه. اسم من روز ماری و یک الکلی هستم.
My date of sobriety is December 20th, 1981.
تاریخ هوشیاری من 20 دسامبر
1981. I will begin by sharing a little bit of how it was.
من شروع میکنم با اینکه در گذشته چگونه بود.
I was born in Mexico. I am of Mexican descent. I was raised partly in Mexico, but raised mainly in the United States.
من در مکزیک به دنیا آمدم، بیشتر در اونجا بزرگ شدم، ولی بعدش در به امریکا آمدم.
Most of the time in our Latin countries, especially in Mexico, the upbringing of an only child, a girl child, the expectations are very high.
معمولا در کشورهای آمریکای لاتین مثل مکزیک وقتی که یک دختر و تنها فرزند باشی توقعات خیلی ازت بالا میره.
As I said, I was born as an only child, so I have no brothers and sisters. I also do not have any children. I was married, divorced, but I had no children.
همونجوری که گفتم من تنها فرزند بودم و برادر و خواهری نداشتم و همینطور هم فرزندی ندارم. ازدواج کردم و جدا شدم ولی هیچ فرزندی ندارم.
Where I grew up, it was a very small town in Southern California, close to the Mexican border.
جایی که من بزرگ شدم یک شهر بسیار کوچیکی در کالیفرنیای جنوبی بود، نزدیک به مرز مکزیک.
My childhood upbringing was very nice, very peaceful. I come from a family that showed me values, principles and discipline.
من بزرگ شدنم در یک محیط بسیار قشنگ و با آرامش بود و خانواده‌ای که به هم ارزش‌ها، اصول و دیسیپلین رو نشون دادن.
My parents were very hard working people that gave me most of the material things. And I was a young little girl. Since I was a little girl, I was always very insecure.
خانواده من، پدر مادرم خیلی سخت کار می‌کردند و همه اون چیزهای مادی که من نیاز داشتم رو به من می‌دادند. ولی از وقتی که من خیلی جوان بودم، بچه بودم، این احساس عدم امنیت رو حس می‌کردم.
There was something that made me feel different from the children when I grew up. I didn't know how to participate, and most of the time people would think because I was an only child, but that is not the case.
و من احساس متفاوتی داشتم در بین بچه‌ها و هیچ وقت نمی‌دونستم چجوری باید تو کارهای جمعی شرکت کنم. و بقیه فکر میکردم به خاطر اینکه من تنها فرزندم ولی این تمام ماجرا نبود.
I understand or I understood later in Alcoholics Anonymous that the fact that I came from a family where there was values and principles did not exclude me from being an alcoholic.
و بعدها من در الکلی های گمنام یاد گرفت فهمیدم که اینی که من توی خانواده‌ای با ارزش‌ها و اصول بزرگ شدم باعث نشد که جلوی الکلی بودن من رو بگیره.
My first drunk or drinking that I overbeared was at the age of 13.
و اولین باری که من مست کردم 13 سالم بود.
At this time, right now, I can remember my friends and I were alone in the home, in my parents' home, my home, and I gathered some alcohol in a little barrel, and I drank it all because I wanted to feel good.
من یادمه که من و دوستام تو خونه ما تنها بودیم و من یه مقدار مشروب جمع کردم و شروع کردم همش رو نوشیدن چون دلم میخواست که احساس کنم حالم خوبه.
Most of the time, children that age usually experiment, and that's what usually happens, but in my case, that did not happen. I was very close to dying because I had a coma, alcoholic coma, and I was out for 3 days.
When you drank for first time?
Yes.
Wow. معمولا بچه ها تو اون سن میان و این تجربه رو میکنن، ولی برای من خیلی متفاوت بود و من نزدیک به مردن، تجربه مردن رو کردم، چون من 3 روز رفتم توی کمای الکلی.
My parents were not aware of that. They thought I had the cold.
و خانواده پدر مادر من نمیدونستن که من چه اتفاقی برام افتاده، فکر میکردن من سرما خوردم.
It is very important to understand that women alcoholics do not exceed the way men exceed in the progress of alcoholism. Women progress quicker.
Unfortunately. و این خیلی مهمه که ما بدونیم که زنها مشروب خوردنشون با مردها فرق داره و زنها خیلی سریع پیشرفت میکنن.
You're very pretty, my dear.
Thank you very much.
Anyway, you would have thought that experience that I had, I would never drink again. But I did.
شما ممکنه فکر کنید که من بعد از اون تجربه هرگز دیگه مشروب ننوشیدم، ولی من باز هم خوردم.
In any case, I grew up during my teenage years drinking off and on, and I thought this was normal. And one of the things that is very important to stress is that the illness of alcoholism is so great within our soul that it penetrates every area. So it does not make any difference what we have financially, materially, or physical because it's inside of us.
Mm-hmm. من تمام دوران نوجوانیم رو مشروب خوردم و زیاد هم مرتب مشروب می‌خوردم و فکر می‌کردم این خیلی نرماله و خیلی مهمه که من روی این نکته تاکید کنم که بیماری الکلیسم انقدر عمیق در روح ما وجود داره که تو تمام ابعاد خودشو نفوذ میده و هیچ ربطی به این نداره که ما چی داریم اطرافمون.
It is also a well-known fact that our illness does not make any difference if you drink daily or you drink once a year. I am known as a periodic drinker, which means I can drink once a week, I can drink once a month, or I can drink once a year.
و این هم مهمه که بدونیم که این موضوع اینی که من چقدر چند بار مشروب میخورم ربطی، یعنی تغییری در الکلی بودن من به وجود نمیاره. من میتونم به عنوان یک الکلی هر روز بنوشم یا سالانه یک بار بنوشم. و من هم یک الکلی بودم که هر از گاهی مینوشیدم.
And so, with that said, it's sometimes much more difficult to accept that you have a drinking problem because you're always trying to figure out how you're going to make it right the next time.
و بعضی وقتا خیلی سخته که ما بفهمیم که یک الکلی هستیم، به خاطر اینکه همیشه داریم سعی میکنیم که چجوری دفعه بعد درست مشروب بخوریم.
I tried everything not to drink. When I was married, I thought, well, first of all, I thought I'd get married in order so that my life could be happier. I got married. Then I decided if I got a divorce, it would be better. And then I figured if I got an education, I would be better. And then I figured if I traveled, it would be better. And when I exhausted all of these avenues, even talking to a little few witches that would tell me that my life would straighten out, I exhausted everything. There was no solution to what I was feeling.
و من اول باید بگم که من فکر کرده بودم که اگر ازدواج کنم حالم بهتر خواهد بود و خوشحالتر خواهم شد و اگه جدا بشم حالم بهتر میشه، بعد اگه برم تحصیل بکنم حالم بهتر میشه، اگه مسافرت بکنم حالم بهتر میشه و من همه این راه ها رو رفتم و حتی رفتم به یه سری جادوگر هم سر زدم که شاید اونا میتونستن حال منو خوب بکنن و هیچ کدوم از اینها راه حل من نبود.
So, something happened that I realized that what I was feeling and the way I thought, I felt I was going crazy.
Sorry, I didn't understand it.
What I felt almost at the end of my alcoholism when I was drinking, what I was feeling and what I was thinking made me feel like I was going crazy.
و در نهایت در انتهای مشروب خواری من اون احساس و افکاری که داشتم باعث شده بود که من فکر کنم من کاملا دارم دیوانه میشم.
See, I didn't know I was an alcoholic, but I knew that I couldn't drink. My parents did not know all the things that I was going through.
من نمیدونستم که یک الکلی هستم، ولی میدونستم که دیگه نمیتونم مشروب بخورم و خونه پدر مادر من هم نمیدونستن که من دارم چه سختی هایی رو میگذرونم.
So, at the end of my alcoholism, my father, who just passed away 7 months ago at 103.
Oh, sorry. Wow.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
For your loss.
Was the person that said to me, your mother and I see that you are going down the wrong way and you need help. And mm-hmm. if you don't get help, either some type of support or Alcoholics Anonymous, I never want to see you again.
And so he knew Alcoholics Anonymous.
Yes, I knew, but I didn't think I was an alcoholic.
و در نهایت اینی که پدر من که 7 سال پیش در سن 103 سالگی فوت شدن، به من در اواخر مشروب خوری میگفتن که من و مادرت شاهد این هستیم که تو داری یک همینجوری به قعر چاه فرو میری و تو احتیاج به کمک داری و باید بری و از الکلی گمنام کمک بگیری.
When he told me that, my father was, in his own way, was very strict with me. And when he told me he wasn't going to see me again, I knew he meant it.
و پدر من خیلی با من سفت و سخت و جدی بود و وقتی به من گفتش که اگر من نرم به الکلی‌های گمنام دیگه نمیخواد منو ببینه، من فهمیدم که واقعا حرفی که داره میزنه رو اجرا خواهد کرد.
Well, what I thought when he told me that he was crazy. But I said I'm going to find these people just to shut his mouth up.
من وقتی که پدر من به من گفتش که باید بری به الکلی‌های گمنام، من فکر کردم اون دیوونه است، ولی گفتم اشکال نداره، من میرم این آدم ها رو پیدا میکنم که فقط دهن بابام رو ببندم.
So I called Alcoholics Anonymous, and that was November 1979.
من به الکلیای گمنام زنگ زدم و اون در تاریخ نوامبر 1979 بود.
Now at the time, I had a very good job. I had a very good profession. I was making very good money and was very, very happy with all of that. But in any case, I called Alcoholics Anonymous and a lady greeted me and I started going to a few meetings and after 4 months, I drank again.
و من به الکلیای گمنام زنگ زدم. اون موقع کار خیلی خوبی داشتم، حرفه بسیار خوبی داشتم، پول بسیار عالی در می آوردم و خوشحال بودم. ولی به هر حال به AA زنگ زدم و یک خانومی به من خوش آمد گفت. به چندین جلسه رفتم و بعد از 4 ماه دوباره مشروب خوردم.
And why did I drink again was because I was trying to be daddy's little girl.
و دلیل اینی که مشروب دلیل اینی که مشروب so you sorry you the reason you drank was you wanted to be daddy's
because
little girl.
When I came in 79, it was because my father wanted me to go to Alcoholics Anonymous and I wanted to please him.
دلیلی که من در 1979 رفتم به AA این بود که من میخواستم دختر کوچیک بابام باشم و اونو خوشنود بکنم و به همین دلیل بود که بعد از 4 ماه من لغزش کردم.
And when we decide to surrender to this illness, it has to be for ourselves.
و وقتی که ما میخواییم تسلیم این بیماری بشیم باید به خاطر خودمون باشه.
So that's why I drank again. I had no defenses. And so I left Alcoholics Anonymous and looked for a psychologist to help me solve my problems.
و دلیل اینی که من دوباره مشروب خوردم همین بود چون من هیچ نیروی دفاعی نداشتم و AA رو ترک کردم و شروع کردم به دیدن یک روانشناس که بتونه به من کمک کنه مشکلاتم رو حل کنم.
So after a year of seeing the psychologist, I was drinking more.
بعد از یک سال که این روانشناس رو می‌دیدم، بیشتر از همیشه مشروب می‌خوردم.
So I decided to continue with her until one night of December 20th, 1981, which was my last day that I drank. I was with some friends drinking and they offered something to me. I don't know what it was to this day. It must have been a drug, another drug. And my mind just snapped.
Snapped.
Snapped. Like you go crazy. If they would have to have tied me up. I just went crazy. With the alcohol and the drug.
Yeah. و اینی که من تصمیم گرفتم با این روانشناس ادامه بدم تا روزی که 20 دسامبر 1981 بود که دوستای من به من یه مشروبی دادن که من تا به امروز هم نفهمیدم توی اون مشروب چی بود ولی باعث شد که من کاملا یهو دیوانه بشم و مجبور شن حتی اونا منو ببندن.
You see, if I had decided that I wanted to continue living, but the alcohol wasn't working anymore. The pain was so bad within my soul. I didn't know what was going on, but the liquor and whatever I took didn't help me. It made it worse.
می‌دونید من می‌خواستم به زندگی ادامه بدم ولی الکل دیگه به من جواب نمی‌داد و اون دردی که من تو روحم داشتم انقدر شدید بود که دیگه نمیتونستم تحملش بکنم.
So I started calling friends of mine to help me. I would help me, help me. They'd all hang up on me. The last person that I called was the person from Alcoholics Anonymous who had originally helped me, and that lady who is now in another big meeting, we call it, who passed away over 25 years ago, opened the door to her home at midnight and took me in. And that was the last day that I drank.
Nice. و من شروع کردم اون روز زنگ زدن به دوستان به همه تلفن روی من میذاشتن من میگفتم به من کمک کنید به من کمک کنید و آخرین کسی که زنگ زدم اون کسی بود که توی ای ای بود و همون کسی که اولین بار به من یعنی کمک کرده بود که ایشون 25 سال پیش فوت کردن ولی اون کسی بود که نیمه شب در رو باز کرد و منو قبول کرد.
Now it is very important for me to let you know that when I first came in, I was very afraid that I was not going to be able to quit drinking. And so at the beginning, I felt that I was very uneasy, but the lady who talked to me had enough experience that she knew exactly how to guide me to where I stayed.
و خیلی برای من مهمه که شما اینو بدونید که من ابتدا که وارد شدم خیلی میترسیدم که قادر نباشم که مشروب خوردنم رو قطع کنم و فکر میکردم خیلی برام سخت خواهد بود ولی اون خانومی که به من کمک کرد انقدر تجربه داشت که کمکم کرد که من بمونم.
So, now going fast forward, because of this lady who opened her heart and the doors where no one else wanted to have anything to do with me. That's why I sit here sharing my experience, strength, and hope at almost 40 years of sobriety.
Amazing. و من بخوام خیلی جلو برم تون بزنم جلو این به خاطر اینکه این خانم قلبش رو و درهای منزلش رو به روی من باز کرد. وقتی که هیچ کس دیگه حاضر نبود این کارو بکنه من امروز اینجا نشستم با نزدیک 40 سال هوشیاری.
As I said earlier, I have no children, I have no brothers and sisters, and now that my father died, I have no family. So at my age of almost 76, I have to confront life on another level. And it is not easy. Go ahead.
همونطوری که گفتم من فرزندی ندارم برادر خواهری ندارم و حالا که پدرم رو از دست دادم دیگه خانواده ای ندارم من الان 76 سالمه و الان باید با زندگی اونجوری که هست روبرو بشم و شاید خیلی هم آسون نباشه.
Alcoholics Anonymous showed me the way to live life on life's terms, to confront any situation, and that even though whatever could happen in my life, I never would have to pick up a drink.
و الکلی‌های گمنام به من نشون داد که زندگی رو همان گونه که هست زندگی بکنم و با هر مسئله‌ای که پیش میاد روبرو بشم و مجبور نباشم که در هیچ حالتی یک گلاس مشروب بخورم.
I grew up in the Spanish Latin community which had just started a year before I came in, there were no women. And in our culture also, it is very women to accept their alcoholism is really unheard of because you're not accepted. You know, that just doesn't happen. So I had to work myself through because I didn't have a sponsor. There were no women.
Same as my experience.
By the grace of God, I did it.
It was exactly same as my experience. من توی انجمنی مجبور شدم برم که این انجمن اسپانیایی هایی بود که خانم ها اونجا نمی اومدن و خیلی آنورمال بودش که یک خانومی بیاد و بگه من الکلی هستم و منم گفتم من هم این تجربه رو داشتم و من مجبور شدم این با تلاش خودم این راه رو برای خودم باز بکنم.
So I dedicated myself to helping women empower themselves from the leashes of the ignorance of so many understandings and feelings of our Latin culture.
و من زندگیم رو تقریبا وقف این کردم که به خانوم ها کمک کنم که این بندها رو با قدرت خودشون باز بکنن از جهالت و نادانی که مربوط به فرهنگ اسپانیایی و لاتین ماست.
I've learned throughout all these years that you can have a program, a personal program, and you might want to try to share it, but not everybody wants what you have because this program is about action. And the topic that I chose was spiritual growth.
و من توی این سالها فهمیدم که هر کدوم از ما ممکنه یک برنامه شخصی رو یا پی کرده باشیم و دلمون بخواد اون رو با دیگران سهیم کنیم، ولی همه اون رو نمیخوان، برای اینکه اون چیزی که مهمه عمل کرده ماست. و من موضوعی که انتخاب کردم برای امشب بوده spiritual growth. True? That was your topic?
Yes.
رشد، موضوع من رشد معنوی بوده.
I have about 10 minutes left, correct?
No, you have a bit more.
How much? Okay. In any case, I decided that from the very beginning, it wasn't just that I wanted to quit drinking. I wanted to feel good about myself. I wanted respect and I wanted my dignity back.
من فقط نمیخواستم مشروب رو ترک بکنم. من میخواستم احساس خوبی داشته باشم و میخواستم احترام و ارزش‌های خودم رو دوباره پیدا به هم برگرده.
So from the very beginning, and that has not changed, I knew that the only way I would be able to learn a different life was to find a God of my understanding.
و از همون ابتدا من می‌دونستم که برای اینکه من بتونم یک زندگی متفاوتی رو زندگی کنم، باید خدایی رو که درک می‌کنم پیدا کنم.
I've learned through these years that talk is only so good as your action. And then in Alcoholics Anonymous, you will give more if you show what you have done within your spiritual growth.
من یاد گرفتم که حرف زدن فقط در صورتی ارزش داره که عمل کرد پشتش باشه. و وقتی در ای ای من میتونم بیست چیزی به ای ای اضافه بکنم و بیشتر ببخشم که اون رشد معنوی خودم رو با عمل کردم نشون بدم.
In our big book, which I just shared a few weeks ago, or I mean a few days ago, the fifth chapter, there is a solution, gives you the whole bulk of what the solution is and what we're supposed to do.
و در کتاب بزرگ ما در فصل پنجم دقیقاً به ما راه حل رو نشون میده و نشونمون میده که ما باید چی کار بکنیم.
Now, when one, there are so many of us that come to meetings, the ones that are privileged to have so many meetings, but we don't take advantage of it. Well, meetings are good, but it's not enough.
ما خب خیلی از ماها میایم به جلسات و خیلی ممکنه اونقدری که باید ازش استفاده و بهره بری نکنیم، چون جلسات خوب هستند ولی کافی نیستند.
This is a physical, mental and spiritual program.
و این یک برنامه جسمی، فکری و روحیه.
So, with that said, my foundation has to be recovery.
و با گفتن این باید بگم که فونداسیون من و پایه من باید بهبودی من باشه.
So the foundation being the steps the steps that we have taken and that we continue taking in order to be free.
و پایه و اصل و اساس قدم ها هستند که ما برداشتیم و باید دائما به انجام قدم ها ادامه بدیم.
Our first step is has to be done unconditionally. And a lot of people, when they begin to understand what a second step is, which is hope, and the third step, a lot of us think that in that step, we turn our will and our life over to the care of God. But the word decision that stands, that we made a decision, is only a decision. It's not action.
در قدم یک ما قدم یکمون باید بی قید و شرط باشه و قدم دوی ما امید به ما میده یا معنیش همون امیده و قدم سه ما خیلی وقتا فکر میکنیم که ما تو قدم سه که باید اراده و زندگیمون رو به مراقبت خداوند بسپاریم در حالی که قدم سه فقط یک تصمیمه و یک عمل کرد نیست.
So it takes the rest of the steps to let that higher power come into our lives, into our heart, to guide us.
و اون بقیه قدم هاست که اجازه میده که اون نیروی برتر وارد زندگی ما بشه و ما رو هدایت بکنه و جلو ببره.
If I am not willing to do what it takes, all of the speakers, all of the meetings will not put me together again.
و اگه من آماده نباشم که اون کارهایی که لازمه رو انجام بدم، هیچ جلسه و هیچ سخنرانی نمیتونه به من کمک بکنه.
It is my responsibility to take care of that recovery for myself. Nobody can give it to me, nobody can take it away. Somebody can show me this is the way, but I'm the one that has to walk it.
و این مسئولیت منه که من مراقبت بکنم از بهبودی. هیچ کس نمیتونه اون رو به من بده و هیچ کس نمیتونه اون رو از من بگیره. ممکنه کسی به من اون رو نشون بده راهش رو، ولی من هستم که باید اون راه رو طی کنم.
As I'm doing these steps, I'm also trying to practice our second legacy, which is of unity, where I try to reach out to people and be of service in a way, which then transmits me to the third legacy, which is service.
و همینطور که من این قدم ها رو انجام میدم، در اصل دارم تمرین میکنم اون our first legacy is unity.
The first legacy is recovery.
Recovery, sorry. دومین میراثمون رو، اولین میراث ما که بهبودیه و دومین میراثمون رو دارم با تی کردن اون قدم ها تمرین میکنم که اتحاده و با کمک کردن به دیگران و در خدمت AA بودن در اصل دارم حتی میرم به سمت سومین میراثمون که خدمته.
So, some of us go into service, but we just do service, and some of us don't. Service is very, very good, but you always have to be on target with your recovery.
خیلی از ما میریم و خدمت میکنیم و خیلی ها نمی کنن. خدمت کردن خیلی خوبه ولی همیشه باید همراه باشه با بهبودی من.
I within my service dedicated my life for about 25 to 30 years totally to AA. I had no ambitions except to be of service. And I even put my family aside, and so that included studies and everything else because that's what I believed in.
و در خدمت من که 25 تا 30 ساله که هست به AA و من زندگیم رو وقف این خدمت کردم، من تمام خواسته های دیگم رو در اصل قربانی خدمت کردن کردم و حتی فامیل و همه چیز رو یه جورایی برام خدمت کردن مهمتر بود و در رأس بود.
I was not very well liked in the community with our male men from AA because they felt that I was too controlling because I was very independent.
و خیلی هم از من در انجمن ما خوششون نمی اومد، به خصوص توسط یعنی مردا زیاد از من خوششون نمی اومد، به خاطر اینی که اونا فکر میکردن من خیلی دارم کنترل میکنم و خیلی مستقل هستم.
Anyway,
وابسته بهشون نیستم.
I see it today that that's what kept me sober and I didn't go crazy.
و در هر صورت امروز میبینم که این چیزی بوده که من رو هوشیار نگه داشته، وگرنه من دیوانه میشدم.
So with that I now took care of, after a while about 12-15 years ago I had to leave a little bit of AA because now I had to take care of both of my parents.
و حدود 15 تا 20 سال پیش من میبایست که یکم AA رو و خدماتم رو کمتر میکردم چون باید از پدر و مادرم مراقبت میکردم.
So I took care of my mother till she died 12 years ago and then my father came to live with me 11 years ago and I dedicated myself to my father.
So sweet. و من از حدوداً 12 سال پیش که مادرم فوت شدن قبلش از ایشون مراقبت میکردم و بعد از اینکه مادرم فوت شدن پدرم اومدن با من زندگی بکنن و از ایشون هم مراقبت کردم تا وقتی که ایشون هم فوت شدن.
If you remember, I said at the beginning that my father, the way I was brought up, I felt he was very strict. So I never got along with my father. But I made a decision 26 years ago that I was going to have a good relationship with my father.
همونجوری که اول صحبتم هم گفتم من توی خانواده‌ای بزرگ شدم که پدرم خیلی سختگیر بود و من خیلی باش کنار نمی اومدم، ولی 26 سال پیش من تصمیم گرفتم که با پدرم رابطه خوبی بسازم.
So I set off as I promised God to have this relationship with my father. When he came to live with me, it was very, very difficult. He was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. But when I talk about spiritual growth, the people that come in our lives are always the teachers of what our higher power wants us to learn.
و من این درخواست رو از خداوند کردم که رابطه‌ام با پدرم خوب بشه و وقتی پدرم اومد با من زندگی بکنه خیلی سخت بود چون ایشون آلزایمر گرفته بود، ولی همون جوری که گفتم زندگی یک رشد معنویه و کسانی که میان توی زندگی ما معلمای ما هستند که باعث رشد معنویمون بشن.
After my father passed away, but by the way, he passed away on the day of my anniversary.
Wow.
My 39th anniversary. And so I was very grateful because I was afraid I was going to have to, because of the pandemic, I was going to have to put him someplace because I was very tired. I've had 7 surgeries, but I never left him.
So it was on your 38th anniversary.
39th.
و وقتی که پدر من فوت شدن دقیقا در روز سالگرد 39 سالگی هوشیاری من بود و من بسیار شاکر هستم به خاطر اینی که من تمام مدت فکر میکردم که خب من باید تو این شرایط کرونا و پندمیک بیام و پدرم رو جایی بذارم به خاطر اینکه خودم هم 7 عمل جراحی کرده بودم، ولی من هرگز مجبور به این کار نشدم.
So when after he passed away, 2 days later I find out that I have the virus, that I had COVID 2 days after he passed away.
و بعد از اینی که ایشون فوت شدن 2 روز بعد من متوجه شدم که من بیماری کووید رو گرفتم.
So I called his doctor to find out if he had COVID and had I given it to him.
و برای همین من زنگ زدم به دکتر پدرم و ازشون پرسیدم که آیا پدر من بیماری کرونا گرفته بودن و آیا من بهشون این بیماری رو منتقل کردم.
Well, I found out that he did have COVID, but he didn't die of COVID.
من متوجه شدم که دکترشون گفتن که ایشون کووید گرفته بودن ولی از کرونا فوت نشدن.
I went 3 weeks. I didn't go out for 3 weeks. So I went through our holidays by myself. And after weeks and weeks, I realized that God's love, had I known that he had COVID a couple of weeks before, I would have had to have put him in a place and he would have died by himself. If I would have found out I had COVID, I would have had to have left him, and I would have had to put him away, and he would have died by himself. He wouldn't have died in his home. So God graced me with giving me the gift of having him die in his home.
و این واقعا عشق خداوند بود که من اون موقع نمیدونستم که من کرونا داشتم یا پدرم کرونا داشت، چون اگه میدونستم ایشون داره ایشون رو بعد جایی میذاشتم و ایشون توی خونه خودشون فوت نمیشدن، یا اگه میفهمیدم که من کرونا دارم بازم باید من میرفتم و تو تنهایی ایشون فوت میشدن. پس این هم حتی رحمت خداوند بود که ما نمیدونستیم.
When I had the services for him a month later, none of his family was there. I was there by myself. It was very, very hard. I had a huge resentment, and then I had to work with that resentment. And how did I work with that resentment? I went to the people, to my family, to my aunt, and I greeted her with love. And so it was very difficult for me. But anyway, that's what we do. We take action because we alcoholics cannot live with resentment.
خب به خاطر خدماتی که من و به پدرم میدادم و هیچ کس دیگه از خانواده این کار نمی کرد، من یک رنجش عمیقی از همشون گرفته بودم. و برای همین بعد از اینکه ایشون فوت شدن رفتم به خانواده‌ام و به فامیل و خاله و این کسا و با عشق باهاشون برخورد کردم. خیلی سخت بود ولی ما باید این کار رو تو AA بکنیم، باید با عمل کردمون مسائل رو تغییر بدیم، چون ما استطاعت داشتن رنجش رو نداریم.
Each alcoholic has their own experience. We have the same problem, the illness of alcoholism, but we all have different lives, different experiences. I share my experience of some of the most difficult times and also the joyous ones when I was out there serving the people that I love, another alcoholic. But I'm here to tell you that that relationship that I so wanted with my father, one of the things that hurts me so much today is that my dad, especially in his last years, gave me so much love because he became my baby.
خب هر الکلی یک تجربه خودش رو داره، چون ماها زندگی‌های متفاوتی داریم، برای همین زندگی و تجربه‌های مختلف داریم و میایم اونو با هم دیگه مشارکت می‌کنیم. ما میایم لحظات سختمون رو مشارکت می‌کنیم و میایم لحظات پر از شادیمون رو که در خدمت AA هستیم با هم دیگه مشارکت می‌کنیم. ولی اون چیزی که من از صمیم قلبم می‌خواستم و از خدا اینو خواستم و اون رابطه من با پدرم بود، واقعا به من داده شد، به خاطر اینکه اون یک سال آخر اون زمانی بود که پدر من تبدیل به فرزند من شد.
And so now Rosemary has to learn to take care of this alcoholic because I always tried being there for you.
و حالا روزماری باید از این الکلی که خودشون هستن، you mean yourself.
Yes.
مراقبت بکنه، به خاطر اینکه من همیشه اونجا بودم که از شما مراقبت بکنم.
Because I have to learn now a new life. a life that I don't understand too well, but I don't have to. Why? Because I'm an alcoholic of 24 hours. I only live 24 hours. And my faith and my trust is in that higher power that will guide me slowly. So whatever I'm feeling, that's the way it needs to be. I have to trust that.
خب من باید یک زندگی جدیدی رو یاد بگیرم که اصلا هیچی هم ازش نمیدونم، ولی مهم نیست، بخاطر اینکه من یک الکلی هستم برای 24 ساعت و من فقط برای این 24 ساعت زندگی میکنم و ایمان و اعتماد من به اون نیروی برتریه که فقط ایشونه که من رو هدایت و حمایت میکنه.
I leave you with the thought of there's never a dull day, clouds that are so dark that the spirit of Alcoholics Anonymous, the hope, the prayers of all of us, the strength that bonds us, nation, worldwide, the love that we have for one another is what holds us together and gives us the love that we need. And that's the purpose that I'm now sharing my experience and my strength with you, because even though you're so far away, you're in my heart, and I am so blessed.
Sorry, that is going to be very, very, very important sentence. Probably the most important sentence that I don't want to miss a word.
Okay, do you want me to do it again?
Yes. Yes, you said there was never a dull day with the dark clouds that the spirits of Alcoholic Anonymous, the hope, the prayer of us. It was so beautiful, I just missed it.
Oh my God. Once I start sharing, my friend says, are you going to write? I said, I don't write. I share what I feel. So what I'm what I was saying is that for us, the clouds that were always there, they're still there. But throughout our lives within this program, we always know that there's a day, a brighter day behind those clouds. And what bonds us is the love that nurtures us, not just nationwide, but worldwide. The love that, even though I'm not there with you, I'm there with you in spirit, because through us, we've learned the true meaning of the love that we were always searching for. A love.
It was like a poem. Okay, let me translate this.
Okay.
Really, it's like a poem. من بهشون گفتم تو رو خدا یواشتر برین، چون واقعا این قسمتش مثل شعر بود و یعنی یک شعر خیلی عمیق و با مفهوم که گفتن که ما هیچ وقت یک زندگی توی AA ما هیچ وقت یک زندگی خیلی تیره و تار و پر از ابرهای تاریک نداریم، چون که میدونیم که همیشه یک روز روشنی بعد از اون خواهد بود و اون عشقی که ما داریم فقط بین ملیت خودمون نیست، بلکه جهانی بین ماست که کمکمون میکنه و اون دعاها و امیدی که ماها به همدیگه میدیم کمکمون میکنه، اینها بهمون قدرت میده، این ریسمان قدرتی که ما رو به هم وصل میکنه، اون عشقی که ما رو به هم وصل میکنه، و با اینی که این عشق کمکمون میکنه و همون جوری که من الان اونجا نیستم ولی در عالم روحانی کنار شما هستم.
Okay, so I get when I share, but especially when I feel the love, as I'm sharing right now, I feel so inspired because I know that you're with me. And I know that whatever we go through in our lives, that sometimes is very, very difficult, as you probably know better than me.
And you have to write a book. You really have to write books. ایشون گفتن که وقتی من مشارکت میکنم بعضی وقتا چنان این عشق من رو میگیره که اصلا کلن پر از اشتیاق و جوری به شوق میام که چون میدونم شماها اون رو حس میکنید، شماها اون رو میفهمید و خودتون میدونید که چقدر بعضی روزها زندگی های ما ممکنه سخت باشه.
So I can say that what I would share with you is one of the most important steps for me is the 11th step. Sought through prayer and meditation. We need to pray for guidance, pray for hope, pray and thank God even though the day might not look like it's going to be a new beginning. Be thankful anyway. Mm-hmm. It's not impossible. We've gone through so much.
و یه چیزی که من میخوام روش خیلی تاکید بکنم قدم 11 ماست که ما همش در از طریق دعا و مراقبه جویای راهنمایی خداوند میشیم. پس ما همش باید دعا کنیم برای راهنمایی، برای امید، برای و خدا رو شکر بکنیم. در هر صورت باید خدا رو شکر بکنیم چون ما روزهای خیلی سختی رو گذروندیم.
We are the children of a melody of the soul, but we're also the Ave Phoenix. So with that, I close. I send you all my love. My prayers are with you. And if you ever need me for anything, you can reach me.
For sure, I will reach you. Sorry, the last word was, we are the Phoenix.
We are the Ave Phoenix.
What is that?
It's the one that dies and then rises up.
Yes. و من میخوام با این تموم کنم صحبتم رو که ما ملودی روح هستیم و در اصل اون پرنده فینیکس یا پرنده‌ایه که در آتش خودش میسوزه و دوباره از خاکستر خودش برمیاد. عشق و دعای من با شما باشه و هر وقتم که بخواید میتونید با من تماس بگیرید. Thank you very much, Rosemary.
Thank you, and I wish you victory on every day. God bless you.
Thank you very much. By accident, I wore a Mexican style today.
Thank you, sweetheart. God bless.
ما تمام شدیم.